I know my work is done. A circular letter from W.C. White. Elmshaven Sanitarium, California, March 7, 1915. Dear friend, during the last week, Mother has been sitting up 3 or 4 hours each day. The doctors say that she is holding up remarkably considering her age. Last Wednesday, she said to Brother Chrysler, I need the prayers of all God's people. To her nurse, she said, Jesus is my blessed Redeemer, and I love him with my whole being. Today, in talking with Brother Chrysler, she said, my courage is grounded in my Savior. I want that peace that abounds in Christ Jesus. My work is nearly ended. Looking over the past, I do not feel the least mite of despondency or discouragement. I feel so grateful that the Lord has withheld me from despair or discouragement, and that I can still hold the banner. I am very grateful that this is so. I know him whom I love and in whom my soul trusteth. Speaking of death, she said, I feel the sooner the better. All the time, that is how I feel, the sooner the better. I have not a discouraging thought nor sadness. I have hoped that I should be able once more to speak to the people, but that is the Lord's business, not mine. I have light and faith and hope and courage and joy in the Lord, and that is enough. The Lord understands what I can endure, and he has given me grace to bear up under the discouragements that I have sometimes had to bear, and I feel thankful for this. I have nothing to complain of. I thank the Lord for all his goodness, all his mercy, all his love. Pointing to and handling some of her books, she continued, I appreciate these books as I never did before. I appreciate them. They are truth, and they are righteousness, and they are an everlasting testimony that God is true. I have nothing to complain of. Let the Lord take his way and do his work with me so that I am refined and purified, and that is all I desire. I know my work is done. It is of no use to say anything else. I shall rejoice when my time comes that I am permitted to lie down to rest in peace. I have no desire that my life shall be prolonged. Following a prayer by Brother Chrysler, she prayed, Heavenly Father, I come to thee, weak like a broken reed, yet by the Holy Spirit's vindication of righteousness and truth that shall prevail. I thank thee, Lord, I thank thee, and I will not draw away from anything that shall prevail. Let thy light, let thy joy and peace be upon me in my last hours, that I may glorify thee as my greatest desire. And this is all that I shall ask of thee. Amen. Following the prayer, I did not know how it would be in the last, the very last, on account of the affliction. But I find that I can lean my whole weight on the promises of God, and I do not at all doubt or question his wisdom in any way. He has provided for me to be carried through, and I will rejoice just as long as I have tongue and voice.